We've been talking about the lineup, the roster, and roster moves all day long. If you're just joining us, Pinder and Steinberg continues. The Flames have traded Brett Kulak this afternoon to the Montreal Canadiens in exchange for a pair of left-shot defensemen. Renat Valiev is the 23-year-old defenseman coming back from Montreal, and Matt Tarmina is the 31-year-old defenseman coming back from Montreal. So Kulak is gone. He's now in Montreal. On top of that, we found out that Yusuf Alamaki and Dylan Dubé will start the season on the Calgary Flames. Head coach Bill Peters confirmed that this afternoon. Curtis Lazar and Anthony Peluso have both cleared waivers. Not sure where they're going to end up to start the season. Roster is due in less than 24 hours' time. Today's Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable consists of yours truly, Ryan Pinder, and, of course, the radio voice of the Calgary Flames, Derek Wills, who joins us right now. Okay, so that's all that's happened. But I'm going to start with a question that we have not discussed as of yet, but I have seen it all over social media today, and it got my mind jogging. It looks like David Riddick is going to start the season as this team's backup. But there have been plenty, including plenty of our media colleagues, who have suggested that the Flames should go take a look at one of those two Toronto Maple Leafs goaltenders that have been claimed on, that have been put on waivers. Curtis McElhinney and Calvin Pickard have both been put on waivers this afternoon. So, not even just them specifically, Willsey, but should the Flames, through what we've seen in the preseason, be looking at adding a goaltender before the start of the season? What say you, my friend?
So, I think you wait and see how David Riddick performs, and if he does not perform the way he did when he was Mike Smith's backup, or at least close to as well as he did prior to Smith getting injured last February, then I think to take a look at some other options. But right now, I think you just allow the regular season to start, allow the team to settle in, allow the goaltenders to settle in, and then go from there. And, you know, I know it's different, but you go back to last preseason, guys, and Mike Smith didn't play very well. And there were a lot of people that were worried about the Flames' number one goaltender going into the season. And then he was arguably the star of the show, although Connor McDavid, if memory serves me correctly, scored a hat trick. So maybe not the first star of the show, but one of them in the Oilers' 3-0 shutout victory over the Flames in the season opener. And that really, for Mike Smith, led to him being one of the elite goaltenders in the National Hockey League in the first half of the regular season in 2017-2018. So from a bad preseason to a really good start to the regular season for him. And when you look at Riddick's end of the preseason, did he win the job? No, but I'm not sure he lost the job either, because John Gillies might have been a little bit better, but I don't know if he was that much better. So I can understand where people are coming from. They're a little worried about the backup job, but I would give Riddick a chance to prove that he can be the guy, and then if he can't be the guy, then he can get somebody. But I don't think you do it right now for a number of reasons. One of them being, it then creates a logjam in your organization. Right now you've got Smith and Riddick at the NHL. You're going to have Gillies and Parsons at the AHL level, and I think that's the right way to start the season.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that if you want to address this a month in, you now have to move an asset to get a goalie. Mm-hmm. That's the concern.
Not necessarily.
Unless you want to give Gillies a try.
Or pick someone up on waivers.
Yeah, but I mean, why is the goalie going down in a month, right? This is your opportunity to grab a guy that is on his way down and theoretically could stay in the A the rest of the year. So if Pickard clears, for example, I don't know that he'll be on waivers again this year. So now all of a sudden you're talking about an asset to get a guy. They're going to look at this. I don't know that they're going to make a claim or not, but there's no question they are using all the information they have, all the people in their organization that would be involved in a decision on a netminder. You're right, Derek. Like, it puts a serious strain on the AHL crease if there's three goalies they want at that level. That doesn't make sense. You'd have to now exercise looking at a loan and things like that. But also, this is a team that's trying to improve every position. They spent all offseason talking about needing to be better and changing, and I believe David Riddick could be a great NHL backup, but we don't know that he is. So if you think you can upgrade that, by all means, look at it. But I also, Pat, the one thing I wonder about is McElhinney's 35.
Mm-hmm.
And, so let's say he's better than Riddick for this year. But at some point, it's not going to be that way.
Yeah.
This is not a long-term solution. He's on a one-year deal. So I don't know. I'm hung up on it, but I know this. You're not doing your job if you're not looking.
Well, where I come down on it, gentlemen, is here. I am a little nervous about the backup situation because, you know, Riddick has not been outstanding in the preseason. But, Derek, I very much the words that you just said are ringing in my head about, yeah, you know what, the preseason and the regular season, we've seen plenty of guys not look good and then be fine once the regular season starts. So I don't know if that's the biggest reason. I think it's more what happened after Smith went down last year that maybe has me a little bit worried because Riddick wasn't able to take the ball and run with it, because Gillies wasn't able to take the ball and run with it. That has me a little bit more nervous. And yet, knowing that I'm not totally confident in their backup situation, I still think sticking with Riddick and giving him a shot for the first few months of the season as the backup is the way to go. Because of the backlog, because I think you owe it to him to see if he can get back to being where he was as Smith's backup. Because, Derek, as you know, prior to Smith's injury, he was one of the better statistical backups in the NHL.
He was. He had a .927 save percentage before Smith got hurt. And nobody was worried about the Flames' backup goaltender at that point in time. And I still have confidence that Riddick or Gillies, if Riddick doesn't work out, they're going to give the Flames good backup goaltending this season. And maybe I'll be wrong at the end of the day, but I do have a lot of faith in David Riddick, especially when you look at his body of work so far. He's a year older. He's a year more experienced. The same can be said for John Gillies. So I would give Riddick a chance, and then if that doesn't work, give Gillies a chance. And, you know, if you feel like you need to make a move at that point in time, I still think that you can go get another goaltender if you think you have to. Whether it's one of the two guys we're talking about, whether it's, you know, Curtis McElhinney or Calvin Pickard or somebody else, maybe it's Garrett Sparks with the Maple Leafs organization, these guys have a backlog. These guys have put these guys on waivers, the Maple Leafs have, and they're going to let any one of the other 30 NHL teams have them for nothing. But what if they don't get claimed? You don't think the Maple Leafs would be willing to move one of those guys for next to nothing during the course of the regular season, so they don't have to worry about a three-headed monster as well? So I just think that if you have to get a goaltender during the season at some point, it's not the end of the world, because the cost to get a goaltender usually isn't very high, especially when you're talking about a guy who's going to be a backup for you and who's, you know, a third or fourth stringer for another NHL team. So I'm not as worried about the goaltending as a lot of people are. And I had a good chat with Mike Smith today, and I asked him about the preseason and what he needs to do in the preseason to get ready for the regular season. And he basically said, it's not about winning and losing. It's just getting my body to a place where physically I feel I'm ready to go, and my mind to a place where mentally I feel like I'm ready to go. He feels like he's ready to go. I think he's going to go in the first seven games of the season, because, you know, from the end of the preseason until game number seven, the Flames will play seven games in 21 days, and that's not overly taxing for a number one goaltender. So it might be a problem, and it might be a problem we don't know about for a while, guys, if they decide to write Smith here.
I wonder what the odds are that they solve their long-term goaltending issue this season, Derek, because that's the other option we're not talking about. What if Mike Smith is just okay and shows his age, which would, you know, at some point that's going to happen. I look at Craig Anderson's last 2 years. He looked like the best goaltender on earth for stretches of two seasons ago. Last year was rough. They're guys in their late 30s or approaching them. Do you think there's a chance that mid-season the general manager gets ahead of it, and rather than wait till free agency or around the time of the draft, that he would be able to jump on a situation that could bring him a starter for next year, where they don't have anyone signed who's been a starter in the NHL before?
Yeah, but who's that going to be?
Well, there's lots of situations where there's multiple goalies fighting. So Varlamov and Grubauer would be a good example of that. I look to UC Saros and Pekka Rinne. There's only 1 year left on Rinne's deal. I just think you're talking about it's easy to add goaltenders. Is it possible that one of the guys is easy to add could solve their problems down the road?
Well, I mean, I suppose Grubauer could, because he's young enough to maybe fill that role, but they just picked him up. I don't think they're going to move him. Varlamov, I wouldn't have any more confidence in him than I would in Smith. As for the Predators, they're a Stanley Cup contender. They're going to want to have a 1-2 punch in goal, because if they lose one guy or the other, they don't want their season going down the drain, and I think they feel really comfortable with the reigning Vezina Trophy winner in Rinne, and Saros is waiting in the wings to take his job, whether it be next season or 2 or 3 years from now. So I don't see them making a move. I think it's really easy to say, well, let's upgrade the goaltender. But I think it's really difficult to do it during the course of a season. And I think the best way to do it is to buy a bunch of lottery tickets, as Brad Treleaven has done, and hope to cash in on one of them. And I still think that the Flames have three guys who could potentially be long-term solutions for them. Do I think David Rittich is going to be their number one goaltender for a decade? No, probably not. I am less convinced that John Gillies is going to be that guy than Tyler Parsons, but I still look at these three guys as being relatively young, guys who have yet to reach their prime, and guys who could solve the Flames' goaltending issues, if you want to call them that. I don't think they're issues right now, but at some point in time, you're right, Ryan. Mike Smith is going to look old. I don't think he did for most of last season, but he certainly did more so in the back half of it than the front half of it. So it's something they're going to have to address at some point in time. But I still think there's a really good chance they can address that from within with one of the three young goaltenders. But we'll have to wait and see how this season plays out, because we'll probably have a way better idea at the end of it than we do at the start of it.
With Derek Wills, he is one-third of our daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, the radio voice of the Calgary Flames. He is Ryan Pinder. My name is Pat Steinberg. Okay, second topic on the roundtable today, because the goaltending one just kind of came out of nowhere when I was looking around social media this morning. I'm like, yeah, you know what? We should probably ask the guys that, because a lot of people wondering if the Flames should go do that. The other topic is about what happened today. Brett Kulak traded to the Montreal Canadiens. A couple of defensemen come back, depth defensemen as it stands right now in the organization. Derek, Ryan brought this up a little earlier. We all expect Juuso Valimaki, well, we're not expecting, it's been confirmed, Juuso Valimaki is going to start the year with the team, and we all expect him to be in the opening night lineup Wednesday against Vancouver. But what happens if that doesn't work? What happens if Valimaki isn't ready for regular season action and needs some more seasoning in Stockton? Now you've just traded a pretty reliable left shot defender. What happens in that case? What do you think the best contingency plan would be?
You know what, Pat? It's a great question, and it's one that I'm not sure I have an answer to at this point in time, because quite frankly, I was surprised to see Brett Kulak on waivers. And I was surprised to see him traded to the Canadiens, because I thought he would be a really good fallback plan for the Flames if Valimaki doesn't work out. And I think there's a great chance that Valimaki will be just fine. There are going to be some ups and downs for him. There's no doubt about it. It's hard to play in the National Hockey League as a teenager, especially if you're a defenseman. But he's a first-round pick. He's got a great skill set. Doesn't seem to be a lot of panic in his game, at least based on what we've seen so far. So I think that the Flames are rolling the dice a little bit here, and maybe don't have as good a backup plan if Valimaki doesn't work out as an NHLer, as a 19-year-old. Kulak would have been a good fallback plan. There's no doubt about it. I think he's a serviceable NHL defenseman. Actually thought that him and Michael Stone had a relatively solid season, given the role as third-pairing defenseman for the Flames last year. So a little surprised to see the Flames move him to the Canadiens and get a couple of guys back who I'm not convinced will play a role, at least this season, in the National Hockey League. Maybe down the road they will. But, you know, Matt Tormina is a guy who's really good offensively, not so good defensively, a good skater from what I can remember about him. But I'm not sure that he's going to be an upgrade on Kulak or anybody else the Flames have in their system. Maybe even a guy like Oliver Shillington, or one of the guys who shoots right that they could slide over to the left, whether it be Michael Stone, who's going to start on the right side of the third pairing, or Dalton Proud or Rasmus Anderson. They've got some good options there. So I guess without Kulak, guys, it would probably be moving one of those righties over to the left, because I'm not sure Oliver Shillington's ready to play a full-time role in the National Hockey League right now. I think he will be at some point in time down the road, but you know, we've heard Bill Peters say that he has to play faster. So that's something he's going to have to work on with the Stockton Heat to start the season. So maybe he becomes an option at some point in time, but let's say a week into the season, Juuso Valimaki's not working and you decide to go in another direction. I think you're probably either sliding Stone over to the left side and sticking Anderson in on the right side of that third pairing, or you're doing something with Dalton Prout and putting him more in the mix to be something that's not just the seventh defenseman, but maybe one of your top six guys, although that's probably not as good an option as using Stone and Anderson on that third pair if Valimaki doesn't work out. But it's a great question, because without the left-handed shot in Kulak, It wasn't a question I was asking prior to earlier today.
All right. Well, we'll know a lot more tomorrow about what options are available, at least on that starting roster, as 3 p.m. Mountain Time is our deadline. We'll chat then after that, Derek, and have lots to talk about at that point. Can't wait.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Bye, Wilsey. Derek Wills is the radio voice of the Calgary Flames. He joins us each and every day at this time on the daily Calgary Flames Roundtable.